Welcome back to another jam-packed episode of the Travel Business Babe podcast, empowering you to step outside your comfort zone to create the life and the business of your dreams. The TBB podcast is the perfect blend of personal branding and personal development designed to give you tips, tricks, and strategies to help you create the life and online business of your dreams so you can have the freedom to work from anywhere. A travel business babe is the CEO of her life and her business. She dreams big and takes massive action on her goals. She harnesses the power of social media to build up her personal brand so that she can have the life and the business that she dreams of. So each week, we're going to pick one Travel Business Babe podcast listener to give away one of three things. It is all your choice. We're going to give away a pitch template for hotel and brand deals, or a viral Instagram hashtag training where you can trend on hashtags with over 1.2 million users, or you can choose to get the training that tells you how to get a swipe up without 10,000 followers. So in order to win this, all you have to do is go on over to the Purple Podcast iTunes app and leave us a 5-star written review letting us know why you love listening to the Travel Business Babe podcast, and make sure that you leave your Instagram handle so we can reach out to you, let you know you won, as well as share your Instagram account with the hundreds and thousands of listeners who listen to us here at the Travel Business Babe podcast and who follow Christy Lee Berry and the Travel Business Babe's Instagram. Again, all you have to do to win a pitch template, a viral Instagram hashtag training, or learn how to get the swipe up without 10,000 followers is leave a 5-star written review over on the podcast iTunes app and tell us why you love listening to the Travel Business Babe podcast. So I was scrolling through Instagram the other day and I literally just had to stop in my tracks. I actually wrote a blog post about this as well, but this is so important if you are a brand working with influencers, or if you are an influencer wanting to work with brands. Like, you have got to look out for this. So I'm going to break down two mistakes that I saw in, well, essentially it's one mistake in this influencer campaign, but it directly affects the brand one way and the influencer another way. So it's one mistake with two huge effects, both on the brand and the influencer. So I'm going to set the scene for you. I was scrolling through Instagram and this influencer was talking about her favorite skincare brand. And she doesn't do a lot of advertisements on her page, which is great. That can be a whole other episode, really trying to understand like the percent of blog posts. Sorry, I'm thinking about how I need to be recording myself right now. but the percent of ad posts versus the amount of normal content that you're posting on your page, right? So it's just like you need to figure that out. It needs to not be all the time. So in order to do that, essentially a 25% posting sponsored content to 75% of your regular content is a great way to split up that sponsored content on your posts. So getting back to this story, so this influencer does not talk a lot about products. So again, use that 25-75 rule of product post, sponsored post to not sponsored post. That's a great rule to go by. But this is, so getting to my story, I promise. I just had to set up my camera so that I could record this because, you know, repurpose content. Her post followed the FTC guidelines of disclaiming that, yes, it was a sponsored post and, yes, it was an ad. So she did say that, which was great. However, she was missing an affiliate link. And so this is the one mistake within the influencer campaign. So within that contract agreement was there was no affiliate link. Now, the affiliate link affects the brand and the influencer. I'm going to dive into how it affects the brand first, and then I'm going to dive into how it affects the influencer. So not having an affiliate link for or a tracking link for the brand does not tell the brand if working with this influencer or if this campaign was successful. So if you want to measure how successful a campaign is with an influencer, you need to be able to track that. Now, the only way you're going to be able to track that is either with a tracking link
or an affiliate code, right? So this influencer had neither an affiliate code and I did not see a tracking link. And reason for that is tracking links can go away. So she didn't have any of this. So how could the brand say so-and-so drove X amount of sales to our brand? They can't say that, right? Like they don't know. So if you are a brand, you always have to be tracking on the back end with the influencers that you're working on. Is this influencer helping you drive sales? Is it moving the needle in your business working with this influencer? How does not having an affiliate code affect the influencers? Well, for starters, it's income. It's money you're leaving on the table. If you're someone who can literally drive sales to a website, if you can drive clicks, if you can drive traffic to a brand's website, then you should be getting paid for your influence. A lot of influencers don't feel the need to necessarily be compensated because they don't understand what they're selling. So influencers are selling their influence. Now, I know that might be a strange thing to say, like you're selling influence, but I want you to think about it. I always say influencers are like media, right? Influencers are bringing attention to your brand. So if this influencer is driving traffic, clicks, impressions, whatever it may be, whatever the objective of the campaign was, which is set in the back-end contract, they should be rightfully compensated for that. Now, yes, they may have gotten a flat out fee, and that is one way to be compensated. But if you are on, if you're just like launching an influencer campaign, you have to have that affiliate code or tracking link, because if you don't, you will just not know what sales came from who. And as the influencer, you're not going to have a case study to then go show other brands that you want to work with. So I talk about case studies in other episodes. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about that in upcoming episodes. So if you enjoyed this episode, please go ahead and hit subscribe. Leave a 5-star written review over on the Purple iTunes podcast app. I check it every single day. So, and every week we are picking a Travel Business Babe of the Week. So if you are someone who wants to grow your Instagram by 1,000 followers, if you want the viral training hashtags, then leave a written review, leave your Instagram handle so that we can shout you out over on Instagram. And you're going to be getting one of those free trainings, either how to grow your Instagram by 1,000 followers or a viral hashtag training. You get to pick. All you have to do is leave a 5-star written review over on the Purple iTunes podcast app. And I will see you there. Deuces.